He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We're getting a little boost here. The futures were way down this morning, down about 9, 10 points when I got into the building, and now we've stormed our way back, and we're clear back to almost even. In fact, the NASDAQ's just gone positive here. The NASDAQ is up 9 points right now. It sits at 4,684. The Dow, minus 20. It was down about 70 or 80 in the futures this morning. We're fighting back there. That puts the Dow at 17,666. The S&P 500 is basically flat right now. We're at 2,048 on the S&P 500. We have crude oil, 74.95. Maybe crude has finally found its bottom. We'll see. I see a lot of the energy stocks starting to level off, starting to base now. I actually even bought one yesterday, which will show up in my newsletter this weekend. Crude oil, 74.95. Gold is at 11.92. It doesn't appear that gold has found a bottom yet. I look at the gold mining stocks like Barrick Gold and Newmont Mining, etc., on a daily basis, and they still look very, very poor to me. The euro is at 1.2525. The 10-year yield is at 2.31%. We've had a slew of economic news come in this morning, and for the most part, it's all been very bullish for the U.S. economy, while Europe and China report numbers that are less than enthusiastic for their economies. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, the global concerns around the world, the markets continue, but we seem to be insulated somehow here in the good old U.S. of A. Hey, look at Europe. I mean, Europe really continues to struggle with basically no growth whatsoever. High unemployment rate. I think the Eurozone is 10.8% right now. And just grinding to a halt, not creating jobs. Youth unemployment very, very high. Whatever they're doing over in Europe, and you can do your own research on what they're doing in Spain and Italy and Greece and Portugal and France and come up with that conclusion for yourself of what they're doing. Whatever they're doing, let's not do it here because it's not working in Europe. It's led them to a stifled economy. Not a lot of opportunity for young people coming out of college. The older people, their pensions are being encroached upon because the young people aren't working to support said pensions. So they've got a heck of a mess over there in Europe. Japan has a mess. I don't know what Japan's going to do. They need growth. They need more population. They need people. The demographics is aging, not having children. And who's going to support all of those retirees someday? They continue to do massive stimulus programs that work for a week or two, and then they just seem to fade away, talking about doing more. And, of course, they continue to talk about raising taxes also, taking the sales tax from 5%, doubling it up to 10%. That first tranche, a 60% hike in their sales tax, put them into recession. We also have China, which is continuing to lose steam, not the 9-10% growth engine that it once was, now more like a 7% growth engine. Still good growth, but again, they continue to slow down. But so far, our economy and our market seem to be insulated from the global economy. Now, at some point in the future, obviously, this current bull market, which is now almost 6 years old, will come to an end. And what we have to do is continue to watch the economic reports, like the ones that came in this week, to look for clues that our economy is starting to go the way of Europe and Japan and China. But so far, that hasn't happened. We look at another jobs report this week. Initial jobless claims show that we're still under 300,000. In fact, I think we came in this week at 286,000. This is still a good number. We're not seeing any weakening of the U.S. job market at this point in time. Now, we have to watch this carefully going forward. The U.S. job market is still fairly healthy. And that's good news for the bulls out there. And I've been bullish now for over 5.5 years, but I'm not a permabull. There will come a time when the bear rears its ugly head and starts to wake up from its almost 6 year slumber. Another thing we watch for, which is pretty much absent from the globe these days, and it certainly is still absent here in the United States of America, is inflation. Just ask any gold bug if inflation is helping his investment in gold, and he will tell you, we're waiting for inflation. We want inflation. We want the dollar to collapse. And that's just not happening in the U.S. because on a relative basis, the dollar sure looks a lot better than the yen right now. The yen continues to collapse as China or Japan continues to print money and do anything they can to try to get them out of the demographic problem that they're in. In fact, I heard it said yesterday that Japan sells more adult diapers than it does children diapers. That's not a good demographic for growth in your economy, is it? Well, there's no signs of inflation yet, as of yet, here in the United States of America. In fact, most of the economies in the world right now are more afraid of deflation than they are inflation. And it would seem that those extra dollars that are showing up in the pockets of consumers from the savings that they're all of a sudden receiving at the gas pump are continue to show up in the economy. We see more evidence this week. We saw evidence at Lowe's. Well, that's a likely candidate. Most people have a Lowe's between the gas station and home. Stop by, get a little few things for the project this weekend. Target has been a beneficiary. We saw big earnings coming in from Target. And now this week you can add in Best Buy, which would be another likely candidate. Hey, I just saved $25 at the gas pump. Get home, go online, or stop at a Best Buy store. Put it into whatever, some gadget that you've been wanting. Best Buy reported sales and earnings that exceeded estimates. Their online business grew by 21% year over year. Dollar Tree, another one that I've talked about, which would be a likely candidate. You know, I like stopping at the dollar stores. I haven't stopped at one for a long, long time. I used to have one by my old office. Well, I'd find all kinds of things. Little salamis, a little bag of tomatillos. Come home, make some fresh tomatillo enchiladas with chicken. That's a delicious dish. All for a dollar at Dollar Tree. They reported earnings this week that exceeded estimates and expectations. More proof that that extra money coming from low oil prices, which is supposed to be bad for the market, at least that's what I've heard from several pundits on the financial channels, it seems to be helping our economy just fine. What's wrong with low oil prices? What's wrong with low gasoline prices? I'd rather have the money going to Best Buy and Dollar Tree and Target and Lowe's than Saudi Arabia myself. That's just me. Williams and Sonoma also beat estimates. Savings from the gas tank or buying fancy omelet pans. Hey, now they've got a pan for everything, just about. I remember my mom, she had a big iron skillet. a Dutch oven black cast iron skillet. That thing could cook anything. I think it was more the operator than the skillet. My mother was quite a good cook. But now you can buy a fancy omelet. How about a crepe pan? Honey, where did we put the crepe pan? It's there somewhere, I know. All kinds of fancy gadgets these days that you can buy for the kitchen. The only one that gets used at my house is the microwave. Anyways, economy seems good. Bull market's still intact for now. Now, where do we put our money to work? When we come back, we'll talk about it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I read that this year the world will spend more money on drugs, well, you know, the legal kind, prescription drugs, than ever before. I think it sums to $1 trillion in prescription drugs. So, you know, check your pill box today. Make sure you took all of your medicines, and know that the drug industry is one big, giant industry worldwide. And, of course, you know, on one end of the industry, you've got the established franchises, the Pfizers, that continue to lose out as their drugs come off patent and the generics pick them up. And then down at the other end of the spectrum, you've got the small biotechs trying to come up with the new cure for cystic fibrosis or multiple sclerosis or any other number of maladies that befall mankind and womankind. And there's been some very successful ones along the way. I've never seen, it seems like the fruit of our labors, we're finally starting to see some fruit from all of the labors that have gone into research labs, investment, you know, investment dollars going into small biotechs, taking risk. A lot of them never made it. A lot of them fizzled out. They ran out of money before they came up with the product, but there's been a lot of big blockbuster drugs in the last several years. I've never seen so many in my 20, 25 years in the stock market as I've seen in the last several years. And many of my big winners that I have found here at Gunderson Capital Management have come from the biotech arena. Now, also down at the other end of the food chain would be the generic drug makers. They're the ones that end up with some of these blockbuster drugs. Doesn't seem fair to me. I don't know. I guess it's fair to the consumer. These big drug companies spend all this money to come up with the blockbuster drug. They come up with one. They make money for several years, then it goes off patent, and the generics have at it. And, of course, they get the recipe, they get the formula, and they get to sell it for a lot cheaper. There's no way that the established drug company can compete, and that's the way it goes in the drug business. Well, one of the generic drug makers that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management is a company that is headquartered in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know if they're Steeler fans or Eagle fans over there, but they've certainly done a good job with the stock, with the company that is run out of those headquarters by the name of Mylan Labs. Mylan Labs, which we're going to look up on beststocksnowapp.com, the particulars, is currently a $21 billion market cap company. It's a large cap stock. This one would fit in a moderate growth risk profile or a conservative growth risk profile. You could probably also even justify it in an aggressive growth risk profile. The company has grown their earnings over the last 5 years at the rate of 22% per year. Of course, the economy hasn't been growing by 22% per year over the last 5 years, has it? The Fed would be pulling their hair out if that were the case. But this particular stock has. And as I've said many times, growth, earnings growth, almost always translates to capital appreciation of the underlying stock. That's why we try to find companies that are still growing and flourishing in whatever economic environment we have at any given point in time. Over the last 5 years, while Mylan Labs earnings have been growing by 22% per year, the stock has been going up by 26% per year. And that's double the returns of the S&P 500. We call that alpha, the difference in return between the stock and the S&P 500. Mylan, M-Y-L, has doubled the returns of the overall market over the last 5 years. It's also done that over the last 10 years. it's delivered about 12% per year, while the market's delivered about 6%. And over the last 3 years, Mylan has been running at a clip of 46% per year capital appreciation. This is with no dividends. This is a stock that would not fit in a income portfolio because they pay no income. It's all capital appreciation, which there's nothing wrong with a little capital appreciation along with income in your income accounts, but I restrict that particular portfolio to companies that also pay a dividend, which Mylan doesn't. And over the last 12 months, Mylan Labs is up 31%. This gives it a performance grade, okay, this class of almost 4,000 that I monitor and watch every day. Mylan gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade also of A-, as the stock's kind of been on a roll here recently. It broke out of a sideways almost 9-month consolidation here recently. It broke out in late October, and that move continues here in early November. Now, while momentum's nice and performance is nice, I also like value. Value is the second half of this equation. Valuation, very, very important. Don't like to pay up for individual stocks. The forward P.E. ratio right now on Mylan Labs is 13.5. Wow, that's a huge discount to the overall market. Yeah, generic drug makers have a much thinner profit margin than somebody who invents the drug originally. But having said that, they've done a pretty good job of growing their earnings by 22% per year over the last 5 years with those thin profit margins. Their forward P.E. currently is 13.5. The company is expected to grow by 14% per year going forward. That means that we're still currently trading at a discount to the growth rate. We get a PEG ratio under 1, which indicates that discount to growth rate that I just said. PEG ratio is 0.96. Now, when I take Mylan's earnings estimates next year of $4.14, that's the expectations right now. And we extrapolate those out over the next 5 years at 14% per year, then we're going to apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a generic drug maker like Mylan. I come up with a 5-year target price just north of $100. The stock's currently trading at 55. It meets my valuation criteria. It gets a value grade of B right now. It has had a little run up here, but I still think there's ample upside potential. Add in those performance numbers, and lastly, a very healthy stock chart, which I said broke out about a month ago, and it's been going up ever since, and it's in a very good sector right now, that pharmaceutical sector. Out of 3,941 stocks in my database, Mylan, M-Y-L, comes in at number 134, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, so far, we seem to be insulated from a slowing global economy. It seems like everywhere we look around the world, we're seeing a bit of malaise. We go to South America and look down there, and we see Brazil really reeling. The South American economy is really reeling. A lot of them dependent upon a thriving commodities market. Remember back when China was growing like a weed and they needed all of those commodities, whether it was rebar, whether it was cement, whether it was fertilizer, whether it was chemicals. and all of those chemical and commodity-related stocks were just flying. That was about 2010, 2008, back in that time frame. And now South America is really struggling with their economies. Of course, they've always had corruption, and corruption continues to drain those societies. I don't know if they'll ever fix that issue, but they're just not doing very well. We go to the European continent, it's not doing very well. I think it's all the socialistic experiments that they've done that have really crippled, all brought down those economies. They're just not growing. They're stagnant. Unemployment is high, 10.8%. They've got issues that they've got to deal with. Japan's got demographic issues. China is not the growth engine that it used to be. But yet here in America, we seem to be insulated right now. But eventually you would think that it's got to creep in to our economy. So far it hasn't. And so far our bull market, which began in March of 2009, is still intact. And it continues to march higher to new all-time highs. We don't have the unemployment problems right now that they have overseas and down south of the border, etc. We're at 5.8%. The initial jobless claims, which come in every single week, seem to be okay. They could be a lot better. We could be creating a heck of a lot more jobs there in America, but it's okay enough to keep our bull market continuing. And I suppose there's a lot of money coming in from around the world into the U.S. markets because we're the cleanest shirt in the laundry still. We don't have any signs of inflation yet, much to the chagrin of investors in gold and silver. And so, you know, the economic statistics, the numbers on the economy continue to be good enough to continue to support a continued bull market. But we do know that there's a bear out there somewhere, and I continue to look for it. I continue to keep my eyeballs in that rearview mirror, make sure he's not creeping up on me on the freeway, because he can come upon us real quickly. We'll look for signs like inflation, jobs slowing down, GDP slowing down, all kinds of different things. But so far, we're hanging in there. Okay. We talked this week about getting income from dividend-paying stocks. I think still about half of the, or 150 of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500 still yield more than a 10-year U.S. Treasury. And that 10-year U.S. Treasury, in my opinion, has very little chance for upside appreciation. For that to happen, you'd have to have falling interest rates. So I believe it's still best to put together a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks. There's one such portfolio in my newsletter that I publish every week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com to get a copy of the newsletter that I begin work on here soon and goes out this weekend as it does every single weekend. And there's a model portfolio for almost every style of investing, whether it's your 401k at work, whether it's your thrift savings plan at your government job, or whether it's aggressive growth. Got a lot of years ahead of me. What are some of the great aggressive growth young companies in this market today? I have a model portfolio for each one of those different risk profiles. Again, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Okay, I want to talk about a $25 billion company here that probably you don't realize has been a pretty good performer over the years. Pays a decent dividend yield right now. The dividend yield is currently 1.3%. I mean, it's not knockout, but that's on top. That's like frosting on the cake of the capital appreciation that the company has also delivered over the years. This is a company out of New York, headquartered right in downtown Manhattan. They publish information products for the education, financial services, and business information markets worldwide. The name of the company is McGraw-Hill Financial. You've heard of McGraw-Hill. I bet you didn't know that it's also been a top-performing stock over the last 1, 3, 5 years. fact, here's another stock that over the last 5 years has doubled the returns of the S&P 500. Seems to me like McGraw-Hill isn't one of their companies, S&P, Standard & Poor's, or is that, or Moody's, or one of those big financial publications is owned by McGraw-Hill Financial. Well, their own stock has delivered better returns than the S&P 500 over the last 5 years. 26% per year. Marcus delivered 13% per year. You know, we love to look at those statistics in a mutual fund. We love to see how a mutual fund has done versus a benchmark. Why is it any different with an individual stock? And we find that McGraw-Hill, MHFI, has doubled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, McGraw-Hill Financial, MHFI, has been going up at a rate of 31% per year. And yes, past performance, no indication of the future, does not guarantee future results, but it's nice to see what a stock has done. It's nice to see what a management team has done. It's nice to see what kind of returns previous shareholders have received in the stock, to see whether or not they're happy shareholders or angry shareholders. They seem to be pretty happy, I would think, with those kind of returns. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 25%. A very solid number. The market's up during that same period of time of 14.6%. McGraw-Hill Financial currently gets a momentum grade of A. That's very unusual for a $25 billion dividend-paying financial stock. But that's what it gets. Gets an A, momentum grade. It gets a longer-term performance grade of B+. Now we take a look. So it does pass my performance test. Now we take a look at the valuation numbers. Well, let's see. McGraw-Hill expected to make $4.34 next year in earnings. That's per share. You can multiply that by the number of shares outstanding, which currently are 24 billion shares multiplied by $4 per share. They're going to make a lot of money, in other words, in the next year. Now we take that, we grow it by about 15% per year over the next 5 years. That's the expectations out there on the street right now. And we apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a media/financial stock like McGraw-Hill Financial. I come up with a $165 price target, and the stock's currently trading at $90. No guarantees here. These are all based on expectations. Another thing you got to remember is that when those expectations change, okay, maybe the company updates guidance. Maybe the company reports their quarterly earnings and they beat or they fall short. And that guidance is revised. Those expectations are revised. When expectations are revised higher, generally speaking, the stock follows along. Stocks trade on expectations. And we're basing these target prices, these valuations, on expectations of the company right now. And you might say, well, how realistic are those expectations? Doesn't a company talk up their future a little brighter than it really is? If anything, in today's litigious world, in today's world where the officers of the company have to sign off on all of the financial statements, if anything, these companies today sandbag and underplay their expectations. And the analysts take home the numbers, crunch the numbers, come up with the price targets, and the companies continue to guide the analysts. Generally speaking, more on the sandbag side than on the optimistic side. McGraw-Hill is currently ranked number 188 out of 3,941, and it is another stock that I own in my income and growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. One thing I'd like to talk about just a little bit is how I work at Gunderson Capital Management. My custodian, where all my accounts are held, are at Scottrade. I use them as my custodian. When I broke away from another firm and started my own business, Gunderson Capital Management, some 8 years ago, I shopped around, and I ended up choosing Scottrade as my custodian. And I've been very, very happy with the relationship that I've had with Scottrade ever since then. In fact, I'm one of five advisors around the country that sits on the Scottrade Advisory Council. We give our input on how Scottrade can better serve advisors like myself who have chosen Scottrade to be our custodian. Scottrade's headquartered in St. Louis, not too far from Ferguson, where all the fireworks and all of the controversy has been. In fact, when I flew back to Scottrade, the St. Louis airport, I believe we passed to Ferguson, Missouri, which is ground zero right now. We'll see how that all plays out. But Scottrade is not too far from the airport, and it's not too far from the Busch Stadium where the St. Louis Cardinals play, one of the great baseball franchises of all time. If you're a baseball fan like myself, it's great to go back there and see the history. I mean, that team loves their St. Louis Cardinals. There's not a lot to do in St. Louis that I could find. But the baseball, obviously, very popular. The St. Louis Cardinals, very popular. Scottrade is a privately held company, and it's a very well-managed company. Started by Roger Riney, CEO, who did a lot of commercials over the years on TV. They have the helicopter that they all make fun of now, and Roger's the one that was always doing more for the money than people expected. But I like the fact that they're privately held, much like Fidelity back in the Boston area. They're not a publicly traded company. They have branches all over America. So if one of my clients has an issue, needs a check, needs to sign something to change the beneficiary, they can do it through us via email and fax and all that, or they can stop by a Scottrade branch, which they have a very good network of branches all across America. They're one of the pioneers in the discount brokerage business. They're the low-price provider of trades, as far as I know. $7 per trade is what Scottrade charges. The others tend to be quite a bit higher. The other thing I like about Scottrade, they never got in the mortgage business. And I know there were a couple, I believe E-Trade and E-Trade probably the biggest one that got into the mortgage business. And, it made them not as financially sound as Scottrade during the mortgage mess that we had back in 2008. So there's a lot of reasons why I chose Scottrade and why I remain with Scottrade as my custodian. They're also very service-oriented. If anything, they have too many employees there. They go out of their way to give really good service to folks, and that means a lot to me because I try to do the same here at Gunderson Capital Management. So anyways, if there's a Scottrade branch around you, you can always stop by and say, hey, I would like to open an account at Scottrade. And by the way, can you put me in touch you can get in touch with us and we can then link that account once it's opened at Scottrade. Or if you have an existing account at Scottrade, we can link that account to Gunderson Capital Management. It's still at Scottrade. They're still the custodian. I can't take off with the money like Bernie Madoff, who was his own custodian. That's not a good situation. If you're opening up an account, a stock account, and you make out the check to the money manager like Bernie Madoff, I don't think that's good. But if you're making it out to a bank like Scottrade, a custodian like Scottrade, that puts a heck of a lot of protection in there for you. It's a good way to do business, in my opinion. So, also, the last thing is, you know, Scottrade, they don't give guidance. You know, you open your account there, you're pretty much on your own as far as stock selection, mutual fund selection, this and that. Well, I'm the guy, I guess. I'm the go-between that gives the guidance or manages the money that is held at Scottrade for those who want to use me as their guidance counselor or their money manager. You know, we've seen this big wave of money leaving these full-service brokerage firms, these big Wall Street firms that really had their reputations tarnished over the years, especially during the mortgage crisis. Many of them had to be bailed out by U.S. tax dollars. I'm thinking of Merrill Lynch. And a lot of people have fled to the discount brokerages. And then they find when they get to the discount brokerages, hey, you're on your own. You do your own stock selection. Well, there's three ways that I can help you in that situation. I publish my weekly newsletter. That's pretty good guidance, in my opinion. You can get that by going to my website at pwstreet.com. My app tells you the stocks that meet my criteria. It tells you what your stocks currently, how they rank against all of their peers. I like to stay in the top 200 or 300. That's my aisle that I shop in, and that's based on performance and it's based on valuation. So I give guidance in that way. I have a lot of subscribers to the Best Stocks Now app. I also have a live trading service. I send out emails, push notifications when I do a live trade. I believe I sent out two yesterday. And conversely, when I go to sell the stock, I also send out a push notification. I sold one yesterday for a 5% loss out of my trading account. That's a subscription that I have available either through my app, BestStocksNowApp.com, BestStocksNowApp.com, or the mobile apps, which are available through the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. And the third way I give guidance is I just manage the account. I find a lot of people just don't have the time. It's very, very time consuming. They can't sit here like I do. Yesterday I was running down on the harbor and I saw my friend, the fishing guide, returning from fishing about 2 p.m. He had been out since 6 a.m. fishing our local harbor. I wanted to stop and talk to him and say, Mike, how was the fishing today? Find out a few clues of where I should go because I'm planning on heading out there this Saturday. But he's out there on the water every single day. I can't do that, obviously. Instead, I'm in these waters, which sometimes can be shark infested. And other times, we can really put a lot of fish on the boat, just depending on the conditions in the world and in the economy. So a lot of people say, hey, Bill, I'll just have you manage it. I don't have the time. So those are the ways. That's the reasons why I'm with Scottrade, and that's the different kinds of guidance that I offer. We're pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.